morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Asia Pacific and Australia region monthly call. And I'd like, if possible, just to have this roll call and ask everyone to introduce themselves and the organization you are representing here. I'm Siranush, by the way, for the record.
I'm Toshio Tachibana from ISOC JP.
Good morning. I'm Tomohiro Fujisaki from ISOC Japan Chapter.
Au âge numérique.
My name is Bikram. I am from Nepal, Internet Society, Nepal Chapter.
Savi Votel, Regional Vice President for Australia, New Zealand and the Pacific Islands.
I really like and staff supporting the ALAC and at large community.
YCRA Pirello and representing two ALSs in India.
Yavi Vanko, at large staff.
Piranush Vardanyan, Apirello Chair.
Kwek Yu Chuang, staff APEC.
Hongzhe, ICAM Beijing Engagement Center.
Sorry. Maureen Hilliard, represent society and the Cook Islands Internet Action Group.
Good morning. My name is Kylie Khan. I'm the new appointee by NAMCOM to ALAC, representing Asia Pacific, Australia Pacific Islands region. Thank you.
Lana Galstan, ISOC Armenia.
Yeah, YJ Park from ISOC Korea chapter.
Good morning, Spanal from Thailand.
Very much and welcome again. And do we have remote participants, Ariel?
Ariel, for the record, we do have a few remote. One is Ali Amashel, the vice chair of AP Relo, and another one is Ganala Esbrink. And we also have Hugh O. Kwan. And I think and also one last one is Toshio. Oh, sorry. That's your
room.
Okay. So that's all the remote.
Thank you, Ariel. What? Yes, we have a couple of other people who are actually here in Dublin in person from Asia Pacific region, but they are involved in different activities, so they have different heads and are participating in other events as well. And I also would like to welcome our remote participants. And we have a new participant from Georgia who is visiting us for the first time and I hope have an interest in AP Rallo. So can you introduce yourself, please?
Hello, I'm Anna. I'm from Georgia and I'm happy to be in the room where I don't have to explain that this is not the state. I am. It's my second time at ICANN, and it's my second time with ICANN Fellowship. I am a lawyer, and I'm involved with ISOC as well. So, around.
Welcome, Anna.
Thank you.
And we need lawyers. So, for us to start, first of all, I would like to welcome to our new team. Our new appointee from NOMCOM, Kylie Khan, and I'm really happy because the part of the world which Kylie is representing, China, was not quite covered by our team, leadership team, and we used to do in a way that to cover different regions as AP Rallo is huge, so now we'll have Kylie and we are happy to welcome you in our great team. And just tell a couple of words about you, what are you doing, and briefly.
Thank you very much. About myself, well, currently I'm a retired professor of Beijing University of Post, which in short BUPT. I worked at that university for the last 15 years. Before that, I was somewhat in charge of policy for China's Ministry of in charge of policy research as well as development strategy. So most of my career was so far was in the telecom, as well as I spent a few years before a few years working in the United States, California, working for Pacific Bell over there. And that was from the 1984 to 86 period. Before that, I had a PhD from Stanford University, but that was in engineering. But over the last 15 years, I was teaching economics in school. And so it's really my great pleasure and also great honor to be appointed to ELAC, especially for our Australia Pacific Island region.
Sometimes we are saying Australasia.
Australia, yeah, but
well, and Oceania.
My understanding is officially that the order is Asia, Australia, Pacific Islands. With the record. But anyway, I'm very happy to be with ALAC, my understanding is to represent users. Okay, just to represent the corporations. For my understanding, years ago, I have been campaigning that spirit being as of the by the people for the people, and so we are here to represent the people and users. So that's one reason. Very happy to be with ALAC. And also with our region, just to confirm with our dear chairman that chair lady, that our region represent about half the entire human nation. So, and also I would say we are probably the most diverse region in the world, especially compared with the North America Relo. They would, according to the diversity, they would hardly qualify the RALO. Right? Well, don't tell them that.
But highly anyway, be careful, so it is recorded.
I hope they wouldn't kick me out. Yes, indeed, although I'm from China, however, my understanding is that I'm ALAC to represent the whole region, not any bit less than that. So from the Pacific Islands all the way to Australia and also Asia, the largest continent in the world. So all the way to the China and Japan, Korea on the east, on the west, we have the Georgia, other region? That is the western end region, I suppose. And so, it's my duty to represent and also to serve everybody in this room or not in this room, our region, every single country and every single end user. So, okay, that's about what I want to say. And also, as a newcomer, I'm sure that I would learn from each and every one of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carly, and this is for you. Really, warmly welcome to our team, and we appreciate whatever you do. And by the way, you are great in the sense that from the beginning, you already started to challenge all of us. So, good start. So, welcome. Welcome, and I'm looking forward to our teamwork. Okay, let's move forward. I would like to welcome Cheryl Landonor, who already joined us, who didn't have chance to introduce when we were doing roll call, but welcome. Ah, no, yes. No, you don't have... Can't do that, Cheryl. So welcome, Cheryl. And before going to the point which Cheryl and Maureen are going to talk about the APRALO individual membership, we'll explain a little bit about this. I would like to welcome our guests from Asia Pacific APEC Hub. Welcome, Quick, and our head of China. I assume you are the new person.
2 years.
2 years. So, well, this is new person. Yes, Chang Song, and we have also our Save from Oceania, our VP for Oceania. So welcome, and it's always a great pleasure to meet our GCE team, and we collaborate very, very extensively and very work hard together. So we may start also with Kylie in China. We may start also our head of China. So be prepared. And welcome. Quick, I would like to give the floor to you to give some updates about APRALO and APAC Hub cooperation. For those who are new to the topic, APRALO signed an MOU with APAC Hub 2 years ago, and we have elaborated some focus areas together with APAC Hub, which one of them is language localization. And by the way, with that, I would like to introduce the new language translation done by our Nepalese friends. So ISOC Nepal. We have a new APRALO brochure, ICANN brochure in Nepalese. So please take in mind that we have already edition. And we also have another focus area of outreach, which is within our this year's strategy. And I hope that this strategy you have read, you have the chance to read about this strategy. And the third area focus is webinars, capacity building for our ALSs. And we have started this capacity building since last year, April 15, actually. Yes, April 15, and we conducted already four of them, and there are plans for to implement. And I can give the floor to you and hear your great.
So I think Siranush did a great job in terms of giving a broad overview of our collaboration framework between the Asia Pacific Hub and APRALO. I think you well know that APRALO has a much longer history than the APEC Hub is only 2 years old. So there's a lot that we had learned from APRALO in terms of the kind of outreach that is needed in the region. And the truth is that APRALO, through its network of the at-large structures across the region, will always have unparalleled depth and reach in the different countries. So when we are doing our engagement work within the region, it only made sense for us to work very closely together with APRALO to meet our engagement. I think just now it was very well said about the diversity in the region. So one of the obvious things that we wanted to do is to overcome the language barriers. So one of the first things we did was that we had a language localization toolkit where the template is in English, but people can just download it, translate it to the local language, and then be able to do outreach events in their own countries. So we've had this done in China, we've had this done in Korea, in Indonesia, into Bahasa language. Here that the Nepalese version is coming very soon after the meeting. I'm very, very excited about it. And maybe when we do the Nepal IGF or we go for Sanok in Nepal, we can use that material so that more people know about ICANN and more people know about At Large. So that really is the broad thinking. We obviously want to open that up more languages as well. But if I can jump to the next slide, today we really wanted to give an opportunity for everyone to see a little bit more of the team. Wow, this is a little... Well, we wanted to let you see a little bit more of the team. I think many of you have been working with Kelvin. I think even... staff, we struggle often with travel funding well. So, you know, it's just a resourcing issue that we have Kelvin join us. I don't know if Kelvin is on the phone, maybe. So, hello, Kelvin. A lot of this work is really Kelvin's credit. But I also wanted you to see Samiran, who is our head of India, as well as Song Zheng, who is our head of China's work. Samiran, very unfortunately, had travel funding to come, but, you know, one day in Lodi Gardens, he was healthy and exercising. He tore his meniscus. So he underwent surgery yesterday. I gave him a call. He was coming out of hospital fine. But let me talk a little bit about India. I think many people will remember from the Buenos Aires meeting, we had a very significant change towards the multi-stakeholder model. And we had the Indian Prime Minister, Minister Prasad. While he did not come in person, he had a video message audience. talking about embracing the multi-stakeholder model and how that is a model that has worked for the last 17 years and should be the way forward for the internet. I had the privilege of coming directly from India before coming to Dublin, where I heard the minister again, who reiterated this to a domestic audience. So again, I think this is the beginnings of a great relationship where through our engagement activities, the country understands the multi-stakeholder model a little bit more and is able to work closely with us as part of our inclusive way that we do work here within the ICANN community. Just very quickly on some of the other things that we are trying to do. So now the positive change is that the government of India is pushing the multi-state model by organizing open houses on a lot of issues within India, on issues such as, you know, the new GTLD program review, WISIS Plus 10, and also on the transition. And we are also working on fellowships to bring more Indians through indigenous sources of funding to hold us to the key global meetings. And I think, you know, people in this room understand well that we are really talking about volunteer resources. There are a finite amount of funding that can go around. If we can start thinking about ways of getting indigenous sources of funding, that really can help us do a lot more, because, you know, we have the talents, we have the passion, we have the interest. It's just a matter of having that those dollars go around and doing more. Other than that, the awareness of internet is rising in India under Prime Minister Modi's mandate. There is the Digital India campaign that is still ongoing. Example of student-led activities include the IIT Tech Fest in Mumbai, which is the largest such event in India. We also see in Asia, sorry. And we also see in India, we see more ISOC chapters and coming on as at-large structures as well. We've always had this great relationship with ISOC chapters throughout the country, Delhi, Kolkata, Chennai, Bangalore, Trivandrum. Having said this, this is but a small sliver of what the kind of diversity within India itself as well. So more work needs to be done. And on that note, I think I'm talking a little bit too much for the time that's allocated here. I'll pass things back to Song Cheng.
Good morning, and good afternoon and good evening to our remote participants. My name is Song. I work for ICANN's Beijing Engagement Center. Today, I'm very glad to attend this AP Rallo meeting and happy to see old and new friends here, including a few from my own country. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to share with you our work in China. In last 2 years, ICANN has significantly improved our working relations with the Chinese government, which in turn encourages Chinese stakeholders to participate in ICANN work more actively. In this year, at a Net Mandinel initiative inaugural meeting and at last 10 review meeting, Chinese government openly expressed that they are in support of a multi-stakeholder internet governance model, as well as INS stewardship transition and ICANN's globalization. We are also happy to see China's Cyber Affairs Administration, China's Alibaba Group, playing an active role in Net Mondial initiative, a multi-stakeholder platform for internet governance discussion. But compared with China's weight in overall global internet population, China's participation of ICANN is still quite limited. That's especially the case for at-large community. Therefore, our first priority in China is still raising awareness of ICANN and facilitating participation of Chinese community members. Last June, at the ICANN London meeting, ICANN signed an MOU with CAICT, China Academy of Information and Communications Technology, is a research institute under MIT. Since then, we have teamed together and pushed forward our engagement efforts in China in order to reduce language barriers. In addition to what Quack just mentioned, we have finished Chinese part of that toolkit translation. In addition, we are also We have also reviewed and revised the ICANN glossary list in Chinese and provided our feedback to our language service team. And we also formed a community expert group to regularly provide recommendations to our language service team so that the quality of our translation can be steadily improved. We also, in another area that we are making progress, we also made the readout session after each and every ICANN meeting more inclusive. Traditionally, previously, only government and government affiliate agencies got invited. But starting ICANN 51, we have participants from domain name industry, internet companies, ISPs, Internet Society of China, as well as universities and research institutes. So we hope this effort can lay a foundation for broader participation from all Chinese stakeholders. The third area we want to introduce is the social media platform. Realizing that we only have quite limited resources, we also invest heavily in local social media platform, which probably is the most efficient way to help general public China get ICANN news and information in Chinese. So in late 2013, we reopened the ICANN Weibo. Weibo is a kind of service. It's a kind of Twitter-like service. So we reopened the ICANN Weibo account. Actually, it was opened back in 2011, but for a long period of time, it's working for a while. Then we also noticed that WeChat, a kind of social media service, combining instant messaging and Facebook-like service, has become the most popular social media platform in China. So in this May, we opened a WeChat public account. For today, the latest ICANN news and information can be pushed to subscribers' cell phone. So example of our, you can push the each issue per day with multiple articles. So it's pretty convenient. And right now we have over 900 Weibo followers and around 200 WeChat subscribers. That's not a big number considering that China nowadays has over 700 million mobile internet users. Still, the feedbacks from community members and the interaction we have with these online users are very encouraging. Since we don't have much time here today, I will just stop here, and I look forward to further discussion.
Thank you, Song. I think that we also will, if you allow us, we have already a new website, and there is an APRALO page there. We may post also these updates, PowerPoints, for us to visit and to see what's going on, if you allow us to do. And our ALSs who are not here in person, they can go and visit and read what's going on there. Thank you. And please note this, staff, that we would like this. Save?
Okay, sorry, I didn't have a PowerPoint, but I just want to mention that at this week's meeting here in Dublin, we have seven countries in the Pacific that are represented, like participating in ICANN meeting. So that's, and we have eight folks from the Pacific Islands. For the first time, we have a very high-level minister as well, Minister for Communications, and the Deputy Prime Minister of Tonga, who's here. So this is very positive coming from the Pacific to show the support as well for ICANN and the globalization. And he will meet Fadi later this afternoon, and he will talk with Fadi. Saying that, when we look at the Pacific in terms of representation, we have about 11 countries from the Oceania region that are here, including Australia and New Zealand. And we understand that in Oceania, New Zealand and Australia are very effective in the participation in ICANN. But one thing that I'm trying to improve in terms of engagement in the Pacific is to get more voices from the Pacific. But we need to have that challenges. But I appreciate the effort and the time that Maureen has volunteered into being the Pacific voice here in APRALO and also in ICANN through the ALAC. Definitely there's room for us to work together. I've just come back from a 12-day trip covering four countries last month. This is to show the difficulties and the challenges. Landing and hopping in 12 airports to just train four countries with law enforcement. We covered all throughout this year from April to September about 130 law enforcement officers. And in that, we also talked about ICANN and the multi-stakeholder model and in terms of how they can be supportive of it and to understand the ecosystem when it comes to law enforcement. And for the first time as well at this meeting, we have a law enforcement person from the Pacific who is now engaged and looking to meet other law enforcement agencies from around the world. So I think I'll say as well, but if you have specific questions about the ALS membership and how we can increase that, I have some ideas as well for the region.
Great. So thank you very much. Related to Oceania, I also would like to add that I have talked with APTLD general manager, and you know we have the MOU with them, and he's also interested in handling that area in the sense of having more CCTLDs, and for the upcoming APRICOT 2016, within the framework of our APURA law, he already confirmed that he is ready to pay additional 3 nights hotel for CCTLDs, especially coming from Oceania. So I would like to request if you, Sava, together with Maureen, reach out those, especially who are ALSs. I know there is Nui there. We have some of them who are ALSs, to support them to go, because they have 1 day training specifically for CCTLDs and they have 2 days conference. So I think that we already have the initial support for them coming from them, and we also will be having support from APNIC, I assume. So this is the start for us also to move in that direction in the sense of engagement of our ALSs and provide the support which we can do within the framework of our MOUs with those RIRs there. So your support is highly appreciated there. Sylvia? Maureen, please.
Sorry.
Maureen, please. How we can not see you?
Thank you, Savi. It's really great to hear that those sorts of things are happening in our region. One of the things that Sarinush mentioned, the calendar. You know, like we would really appreciate the sorts of things that are happening in our region, which when Sarinush does an overview, a report at the end of the year, including the things that we do, including the things you do, it'll give a really good picture of what is actually being covered within the region for our ALSs and potential ALSs. So I just wanted to sort of like say, I mean, this is a perfect. To sort of, especially if our ALSs see that this is being done in Oceania, it may be replicated in other parts of our region as well. So just highlighting that it's there. Thank you.
Yes, Maureen, thank you very much. Sarinush is here. This calendar, outreach calendar, for those who are new, I would like to let you know that there is an ALAC subcommittee on outreach and engagement, and within the framework of that subcommittee, it was decided that we should have a calendar where each and every RALO will put the events, upcoming events, where we can participate, where we can share, and where we can outreach, and which is within the framework of also of our strategy. I was happy to see many ALSs coming back to us with the information that there are a lot of activities going on which we were not aware of. That's why I think that the idea of this calendar and keeping this calendar is really good. So if there is any information you have or you participate in any activities, please send this information to myself or to Maureen, and we'll make sure that it will be posted in our calendar, and everyone can go and view this. And the calendar also will be connected to our, except that it is connected to our wiki space, it is also connect, will be posted in our website, the new website, which yesterday we see the beta of it. So we can, the links can be easily found, so people can go and see. And the importance of this calendar is not only for ALSs, but also for our cooperation and collaboration with APAC Hub. That's why we really maybe insist on having you also collaborating with us by sharing the information in the region by GCE team. So yes, Maureen, thanks for raising this up. Cheryl, please.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Cyrano. Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record. One of those loud and rambunctious Australians, but that's all right. You get what it says on the packet with some. I just wanted to pick up on what you actually were referring to there and mention that, of course, for several years now, as you are well aware of it, at the AP STAR meeting, we have talked about a shareable, mutually useful calendar to go across all of the AP STAR organisations. And I think it's important that as we work in our own little enclave, that we make sure that we are interacting with those resources as well. Because we do have our MOUs with, I believe, nearly all, if not all, of the AP STAR organisation in one way or other across our region, which is unique to our region. Right? We should leverage that, show it as a absolute shining example of how huge diversity can work to actually strengthen diversity, not fracture from its diversity, and that we can make sure that we have our local on-the-ground at-large structures available to act as speakers if you're reaching out to civil society or business or whatever. They are local resources. But it also means that if we don't have an at-large structure, we can then network with the local internet community and perhaps engender one. And that I hope I would you don't mind up again when we come to our individual members as well, because there are now lower barriers to entry than there have ever been before. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. And our new colleague from Thailand, please.
Good morning, Banat from the Red Cross as well. Regarding the Oceania mentions about the strategy to increase number of people to access on these kinds of the issue, I'm just thinking about because in the, for example, in the sub-Mekong regions, for the Thailand particularly, it's quite not easy for people to understand how they can to engage this kind of the issue. I'm just thinking it's maybe the first. For them to look at the shopping list, what kind of issue that might be the concerns from the other region in the our region as well, and put into the list, and might be the first thing that they can to look at. This is a common issue in these regions, and what are you? How do you feel about this issue? And then this is maybe for the second year, they might be to open the innovation thing that happened in the country. First time, they don't know exactly what the issue that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. How can we help them to fairly list they can to shopping around and to say these are the key issues that I've been facing in the country, and we help them to raise the issue into the APROs and then do as that I can. So this might be another issue. But another one is, I think, even we try to outreach more people to bring them to be, I'm trying to think about what is the key message that say that this is the benefit for you. It's not ads. I opt attractive messaging, bring them to be a part of. And I think it should be the same messaging that we try across the region, because we are the same culture, right? So that's why I think it might be, we might be to think about this kind. I think that this is a strategy, a communication strategy, divided people into subgroup as well, and use different method to approach them. Might be, I sure that Marrakech might be number of people to be a part of.
Yes, I think we need a workshop organized by our APAC Hub colleagues. So this is food for thoughts. You are exactly to the point, and this is within our strategy, and this is how we through localization of languages, through capacity building webinars. We are trying to explain in the way that it is acceptable and understandable for the people in the region who has no idea what's going on. As we also have some limited resources, we are trying to catch fellows, going to fellowship and get chance of meeting people from our region who are already in ICANN meeting and try to involve them in at large and as an internet users. And we, by the way, had many ALSs joining us already after our interaction with them when they were as a fellow. So this is one of the ways we are trying to use. And we also have many fellows already as ALSs here, like we have Bikram here, who is one of the great fellows and who is providing a lot of support, not only as an ALS in APRALO, but as an ISOC as well in the region. So we are doing really good in that, but that's exactly what we need to expand, and that's exactly where we need a lot of work to do. I welcome our friends from DotAsia joining us. Well, thank you. And is there any question related on this? I have one question also for Save for later on to follow up. The APRICOT fellowship is available for people. The request probably as being from Armenia. When you are submitting the countries there, Armenia is not there listed as Asia-Pacific region. So it's, of course, it listed as a ripe for Europe, but there are people who would like and who are interested to submit fellowship for APRICOT in our region. And if you can follow up with having Armenia included as well, that would be great for us to promote also in our region and to apply for APRICOT and have chance to participate. If no, I have... yes. Before going to that, Satish, I think Satish wanted to have the
Satish
floor.
Satish Babu, I have a very pleasant announcement to make. Those of us in Dublin must have, of course, seen it in action. Our very dynamic and vibrant IPRALO chair has been recognized with an award from ICANN of community leadership. So on behalf of all of us present here, the entire IPRALO community, I'd like to place on record our congratulations to Srenush Vardhanian. Please give her a big hand. Thank you.
Thank you, Satish. I really was impressed and excited. But as I said as well, this is a teamwork. Without your support, without you letting me work with you, it wouldn't happen. So thank you, all of ALSs and all of my colleagues in Asia Pacific for being on that stage. So you are sharing, each and every one of you is sharing this award with me. So thank you. Okay, Sylvia?
Thank you, Srenush. I also want to congratulate you from the staff perspective for always being there for us and for your excellent leadership and work. Thank you. Okay, so going back to the webinars, we are implementing in collaboration and jointly with the APIC Hub staff. We are going to just review very quickly the participation rates. As you see on the screen, we have currently 41 LASs in APRALO, and we have a challenge bringing more participants into webinars. You can see the attendance in numbers. On the left, the numbers of persons, and then on the right, you can see the number of LASs. So we had four. The last webinar, we had 20 participants and 10 LASs joining, the best so far. Still, we have a lot of room for improvement. So this for you to think about. I invite you to think about what we can do from the staff perspective to bring more people to these webinars. We have integrated a survey into the Adobe Connect platform. We used to do it in the SurveyMonkey type of platform. Now we do it in the webinar, and the the response rate has increased with this type of survey. And the next slide, please, Ariel. We'll see the topics. Yes. So we already have scheduled several topics. They are not written in stone. We can adapt according to the need. And this shows the rough schedule of the webinar based on remaining topics. And we wanted to ask you to share with us what you think should be the future topic. Perhaps the next one in November should be the IANA transition, where we are now. And we always bring speakers from the region, so they can bring the regional perspective to the themes. So some questions for all of us. Should we continue with these webinars? Is this useful, desirable? What should be the next topic? Some topics line up, but we can adjust. That's the idea, that we will provide the capacity building according to AP Rallo's needs. We maybe integrate this into the ICANN Learn platform, an idea on how to increase participation. And that's all. And thank you very much to Quek and his team and Kelvin and from our staff, Ariel, always helping us and participating in the organization, and Terry as well. So and it's excellent from our staff perspectives. We get the chance to speak with our Asian colleagues all the time and brainstorm and great working with AP Hub. So thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia. And thank you, really, APAC Hub, because we will not be able to run all those webinars without your support. And Kelvin, I would like particularly mention your name. You are a great support for all of us. Yes, for Kelvin. Please, this is a call for all our ALSs to participate on these webinars. This is very important. These topics are, this topic, you gave us those topics. So we conducted a survey among you and you provided those topics who you are interested in. And all documents are recorded, the presentations are posted online, they are available. And even if you can't come to that exact date and time, please follow up later, visit and hear the records and transcripts because they are really important. We need your participation and this capacity building and webinars are for you specifically. And if there are any new topics you are interested, please just send a note to any of us, staff, myself, any person you know the email, just send an email. We will follow up on that. Okay? And please come and participate. Take the usage of those webinars which are available for you. Okay. Is there any question on this? Oh, Maureen. Sorry, Maureen. Love you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Maureen, for the record. One of the things that we did after we did our initial survey last year, when we looked at at the feedback that came from our ALS, was, you know, trying to sort of like, you know, to look at how we could engage more people, because I think in the survey itself, I think we had about 2/3 of ALSs who actually responded to that. And I think that one of the things that we were actually looking at too was a mentoring. The AP Rallo leadership took responsibility for, and that includes you now, Kylie, took responsibility for sections of the ALS community, and really just help, spent more time communicating. I don't think we're actually sort of like doing enough one-on-one with some of our ALSs, and I think that this is really important to actually sort of like get them engaged. Also, you know, it's also trying to find out too, because every ALS is quite different, and although we sort of like developed a program of webinars which are extremely interesting if people actually would just come and along and listen to them. But that some of them may not understand what the topic's about, or so sometimes they, you know, just by having a little communication network with a small group might just and just telling them more about what it's going to be about, and encouraging them. But of course, we've also got to be mindful that the fact that some people just can't connect, you know, and we've actually raised that before too. It's on Adobe Connect. Some people can't get it, so we need to also find out from them, like what the issue is, what is the connectivity issue, and then we have to work on how we address that. So I mean, we're not going to actually be able to identify the problems if we're not talking to our. So that would be my concern. I'd really like to work on.
Thank you, Maureen. Yes, indeed, connectivity is an issue for many countries as well. Please.
But as for the records again, I would like to add more information about the Thailand. Right now, Thai government try to encourage the community to set up the multi-stakeholder approach. I'm the seconded people from the government to working with the community as well. And maybe I'm helped to coordinate all kind of activity going to happen in Thailand into the calendar as well, to be a part of the APLI role. This might be the one activity as well. And hopefully we can join further, and I'm going to encourage the community to join us on the webinar as well to look at what kinds of the relevant issue that we try to look at. In the last month, I mean, we're talking about data privacy as well, the big issue in Thailand as well. So that's why we have academia, peoples, communities, and the government to sit down together to look at what kinds of the issue, what is the mutual benefits for those kinds of participants and stakeholders. This might be the new issue, new concept for the Thailand, but we try to increase the engagement and to be make sure that we are in the same level with the other international organization. Thank you.
Great, thank you. And make sure you are subscribed to APRALO mailing list and give your email to staff to do that. So we are running out of time, and I would like to give the floor to Cheryl to talk about individual membership and where we are on that. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you very much, Sirinush. Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record. The other room out of my ear. I shall start talking competition consumer trust language at you. We'll give you my undivided attention while I'm talking about a very exciting opportunity we have in our region, though not without some potential pitfalls, which is why Maureen and I are keen to work with you all to get some delimiters and some boundaries established that we all wish to live with. Individual membership is a requirement coming out of the first ALAC review. It is not an option. It is a requirement. So our region, in our last review, and I want to thank all of those who worked with our little work team to review our rules of procedure, and I think put out, if I may, a very robust and reasonable set of clearly understandable, minimalist but necessary rules of procedure for Asia-Pacific and Australasia and Oceania to work under. In that, we have a fairly lean but quite particular set of requirements for individual members. So the doors are open. That's established. I don't know whether or not we can pull up the page. I was looking for the agenda with a hyperlink, but I don't seem to have agendas with hyperlinks. But we do have a space which we are looking at this particular work now, because whilst we have an individual who is unaffiliated, they are not a member of another at-large structure, able to be joining us with a whole lot of rights and responsibilities and privileges, we now need to think what happens with the exercise of some of those rights and responsibilities. This is the situation. Some regions, Northern America, for example, have had individual members from the very beginning. The individual members, the unaffiliated members, are clustered together in what is effectively a pseudo or shadow at-large structure. So everybody who joins as an individual unaffiliated is put in this parcel and that parcel has the same rights and responsibilities as an at-large structure does. Just think about the numbers we have. Got what? Two major countries and less than most of our countries? Is that model actually going to suit us? Do we put 60,000, 600,000, a million members into one parcel? I don't think that's going to work. By the same token, we want to be very careful about capture. So what we want to do is work with you to find a predictable and understandable model, which is actually going to also assist the work that ALAC is doing right now. ALAC is looking at criteria and expectations for at-large structures and individual members. And it is very possible, I don't say probable yet, that matters such as what our expectations and criteria are for individual members may be harmonised across all of regions. And I think, in my very, very biased view, we should be the ones that write that text. So if it suits us, then hopefully we'll suit the rest of the regions. So at the moment, if I may more, and tell me if I've got our thinking wrong, we're thinking of giving some, following that lead of putting grouping them into a parcel, having knowledge that when that parcel reaches a number, a new parcel is developed. So we have a reasonable reflection of the number of people whose voices are needing to be heard and reflected through the exercise of the very rare time when we have to vote. Not that we would ever vote against Cyrin, or she is in perpetuity the chair, I think. It's not actually term limited, but no, she may get bored and want to do something else with her life. But you see what I mean? Should we wish to go to a vote, then this is when this becomes important. Normally we work on consensus, but there is another time it is important, and that is when we are looking at taking a representative and sending them as a representative to something like a General Assembly or a summit. So again, we have, for example, what is your membership at the moment, Satish, in your organisation? How many thousands do you have? 100,000. Well, that's right. So one ALS has a 100,000 member. But should we set the 100,000 limit there? Should we say every 100,000 we create a new parcel? Not sure, because every one of your members is not deeply interested and engaged in the matters of ALAC and ICANN. I would argue, that anyone who becomes an individual member and is active probably deserves a slightly higher representation rate. That's what we want you all to put your thinking hats on and now work with us. We've got space. Let's put out some strawman polls, some strawman concepts, and see where do we fit those numbers? Because, yes, one ALS, 100,000, but not every one of those 100,000 people are living and breathing ICANN. An individual member may very well be utterly and absolutely committed to it. 30. The issue, let's see if we can solve it, shall we say, for the Lunar New Year?
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you very much. And if you have really, we would appreciate to have your input in this topic. As we are already coming to the end of our meeting, I just would like to thank everyone who also joined us remotely. Thank you all our ALSs joining us here in person. And just for those who are in Dublin, for 2 minutes, we'll have a group picture outside of this meeting, and this meeting is adjourned. Bye.
Just outside of this door.